volume to the second in the series, the new series of Shi'urim on the sources of Halacha. I wanted to summarize a little bit, I think I might have mentioned when we get to the Rabbeinu Tam, but I wanted to summarize a little bit the halachic implications and basis and foundations of the Shitas Ha'ri, the Ri, which we have in the Tosfos and Brachos and the Beis Ben Aleph. The Me'iri explained the Ri as follows. We have a machlokes, we have a Stam Mishnah. By a Stam Mishnah, this just seems to be the Rabbim, Chachamim, we'll speak about this a little bit later. And we have Braises, which the Gemara actually presents to us on Basil and Beis. It's one opinion of Peter and Meir and Tosefta. And the Ri decided to rely upon, it's called a Das Yachid, a minority opinion. Right? In other words, not on the Stam Mishnah, which appears to be the opinion of the rabbin, the majority. And so usually in the Torah, the Halacha, we go Basilva, we go by the majority. The Ri decided to rely upon minority opinions. That Kriya Shema was earlier than Tzitzchak Chavim, you know, sometime around the Shkia. And the Me'il explained that the Ri's logic was that since, in fact, if we would protest and tell these people that they shouldn't read Kriya Shema before Tzitzchak Chavim, then in fact, people might not say Kriya Shema whatsoever. They might not, you know. So because of that, I think the Me'il used the Lashon of Eis La'asoish La'ashem Hefer Ha'sarasecha. And because of this, the Ri paskened like what we call a das yachid keneged a das rabbim. That's what the Me'iri said. And that's, I think, where we ended up last year. I wanted to just sort of like go into this a little bit more deeply. And the reason is because this can be very important when we actually look at the Rabbeinu Tam. First of all, the notion that we say Kriya Shema is like Tzitzchak Chavim is actually because the Mishnah Tzitzchak Chavim was considered to be what's called the Das of the Rabbin, the majority opinion. And my source for this is none other than the Rif. The Rif on the very, very first Mishnah in Brachos, on the Mishnah which speaks about the Yerzai Kodesh Shema Ba'ava Mishash HaKonin Nechassal Tol B'Trumasa. So the Rif brings the a Braisa, which the Gemara brings the Beis of Beis. I'm now reading from the Rif. This is the first Rif in Brachos. Tana Rabbanon, Me'emesa Bachila Koz Kriya Shema Ba'avin, Mishah Shema Le'odim Nithasal Chol Pitam Ba'avi Shabbasi. Divya Rabbi Meir. Meir's opinion is that you can read Kriya Shema from the time that people eat a Suda on Erev Shabbos. V'chachamim Oymim, Chachamim say, Mishah Shema Nechzor Koyin Lechol B'Trumasa. Right? At the time when the Koyin can eat Truma, and Simon Adova Tzitzchak Lechavim. In other words, and that time is Tzitzchak Chavim, as the first sugya in Brachos indicates. The apple fish in Raila Dover, Zechla Dover, and it brings up Pasuk, etc., etc. So says the Rif, Shamin and Hashta. We see from this, right? The Bein LaMasnisin, whether in the Mishnah, Bein LaBaisa, where's the Baisa? Oyd is Kriyishim LaRabbanan, according to Kriyishim, at the time of Kriyishim, according to Rabbanan, is Mishah Shekonin Nechastu B'Tubasa, Jushah Tzitzchak Chavim. The Hachin Hilchas, it says, the Rif, this is the Halacha. Why is this the Halacha? The Kaimelan Yochid V'Rab, Halacha K'Rab. The Rif says, why do we pass in Kriya Shema, it's a Chavim? Because the opinion of Chavim, the Rif, says, is clearly the position of Chachavim, the Rabbin. And we have a Klan Halacha, Yochid V'Rab, Halacha K'Rab. And then, I'm not going to go throughout the rest of the Rif. You can look at the Rif yourself. The Rif brings, actually, it goes a little bit deeply into this and shows how clearly the opinion of Tzitzchak Chavim is the opinion of the Rabbi. Okay? Now, so, what is the Me'iri saying? The Me'iri saying is that in the case where we have Yochid and Rabbi, we can rely upon the Yochid. You can rely upon minority opinions, right? If, you know, the situation is such. In other words, somehow, in a what's called a luckily dire situation, we could rely upon the Yachid. Okay, that's what the Me'iri is saying. You know, the Me'iri is saying that's the basis of the Psak of the Ri. Now, what I want to do is I want to examine this. How do we know then in the machlokes of in the dispute between Yochid and the Rabban, the dispute between the minority and the majority, then one could perhaps rely upon the minority. Let's say, let's call it, I'm putting it in parentheses, let's call it Shas Hadchak. That was the case of Shas Hadchak, right? How do we know that the Yochid and the Rabban, I can rely upon the Yochid? So the Makor for this, the source for this, is actually a Gemara in Maseches Nida, and Daf Tesamud Bey. So we're actually going to bring this Gemara after we brought the Shittas Rabbeinu Tam, but I thought that perhaps we better do the Gemara and the Shittas piecemeal and then summarize it, because if we go deeply enough to Rabbeinu Tam, we might forget what the Rishon said in the first place. So I'd have to give an extra shiur, and therefore you would, you know, probably have to, you know, download an extra shiur too many, and I have, you know, Machmanis and all these people downloading all the shiurim. So the Gemara says, Tad Rabbeinu. Okay, it's a Gemara in Nida, Daf Testament Beis. Okay? Tana Rabbanan. Actually, there are two braises, but Tana Rabbanan. Maise, V'asa Rabbi Eliezer. There's a Machlokes, Chacham Rabbi Eliezer in Nida. I don't want to go into detail what the Machlokes is. It's not really important at this point. Tana Rabbanan. Maise, V'asa Rabbi Eliezer. It was like, something happened, and Rabbi, see, did like Eliezer was a majority opinion. Laha Shiniska, after he remembered, right? Right, after he remembered, what do you remember? The Rice can discuss them. What do you remember? Laha Shiniska. Amar, Kedai Eliezer spoke of Bishas Machak. Okay, we can rely upon Eliezer Bishas Machak. Okay? That's the Rice. Okay, now the Gemara discusses, what does it mean, Laha Shiniska? He made a mistake, and therefore he can rely upon Eliezer. So the Gemara has the question. The Gemara has the question. Maila Acha Sheniska. What does it mean after he was reminded? Ili Maila Acha Sheniska. Then Allah Eliezer Elak Rabbanan. If in fact, after he passed it, he was reminded of the fact Locha is not like Eliezer and Rabbanan like Rabbanan. Bishasal Chak Kech Avin Kavasi. So how could you look at Bishasal Chak? Locha is like not like Eliezer like Rabbanan. Smash from the Gemara, that Allah is like a Bala Kamliyaza. You can't do like a Liyaza Bishas Hatzak. Ella, but rather, the Loi Itma Hilchasa, Loi Kamav, Loi Kamav. Allah was not said like, neither like a Liyaza or like a Chaman. Umay La'acha Shaniska, what's La'acha Shaniska, after it was minded? La'acha Shaniska, the Lav Yachid Polig, and the Rabbit Polig, Ella. In other words, after that, he was reminded that the one arguing of Eliezer was not a single opinion, it was the majority opinion. Rabbim, connected Yachid. So he says, Amar, so he said, Kedai of Eliezer, it's Mechel HaBishas HaLchak. You can lie upon Eliezer, Bishas HaLchak. Now, this is a rather complicated Gemara. I'm not going to go into the entire thing right now. We're going to devote maybe two, even three shiurim to this Gemara. There's even Chasanish on this. And there's a lot to say on this Gemara. But we see something very interesting in the Gemara. The Gemara distinguishes two situations, two scenarios. One scenario is, we don't know what these scenarios are, but one scenario is that if I know that the halacha is like a bana and not a b'liezer, I can't rely upon a b'liezer even b'shas hachak. That's scenario number one. Now what does it mean, halacha is like a bana b'liezer? I don't know. Whatever that means, right, we're just saying words, I cannot put a b'liezer b'shas hachak. Then, scenario number two. I have Yachid Verabit. Talk about, Halach is not said like this or like that. No one said Halach is like a Rabbanan or like a Eliezer. But Eliezer is Yachid. And Rabbanan are Rabbit. There's Yachid and Rabbit. If I have Yachid and Rabbit, then I can wipe Eliezer, Bishas HaLchak. That's the second point of the Gemara. Like I said before, we're going to discuss in detail what are these two scenarios. But what I want to say is the following thing. What's the psak of the Rif? If you learn the Gemara in Brachas, the Gemara in Brachas never says explicitly, I'm going to claim never even says implicitly, that the Halacha is like Tzeis HaChavim. On the contrary, there's an entire sugya on the Beis Amud Beis in which the Gemara explicates and tries to understand. The Gemara brings a whole list of shittas, of opinions, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Eliezer. And the Gemara there tries to understand which opinion, what is the hierarchy of times. In other words, which time of Kriya Shema is for which other time of Kriya Shema. That's the part of the Gemara, and based on the base. So the Gemara just delineates all the times, which means it seems to be that the Gemara does not come to a definitive conclusion who the Halach is like. I would say that from the Gemara itself, from the stam of the Gemara itself, there is no clear indication the halacha is like Chachamim, Rabbi Meir, or any of the other opinions, like the stam Mishnah. So therefore, and we see this from the Rif. The Rif paskins, the Rif that I just read to you paskins, that you're supposed to say Kriya Shema to Chachamim. How does the Rif know that? The Rif didn't bring a raya from the Gemara. The Rif basically, right, brings a raya that the opinion that says it's a chavin is the majority opinion, and the opinion that states another time is a minority opinion. It was the Rif paskind. It was the Gemara never said the law is like says a chavin. The Gemara in fact explicates all the opinions. That's what the Gemara does based on the base. The Rif on the basis of counting tanoim, right, notes that the opinion which is says a chavim is the opinion of the majority, and because of that, the Rif paskins like the Rabbim can neged the Yachid. L'may naf kamina, what is the consequence of everything I'm saying? The consequence I'm saying is that according to the Gemara that we just read to Anita, if the halacha is not stated to be like one or the other, but rather we're just, the halacha is a consequence of a cheshbon, of an enumeration of opinions, in which one opinion comes out the majority of opinion, we see that the halachic rule is that even though we rule like the majority, nonetheless, bishas hatchak, we're going to go like the yachid. So, in fact, that's what the Rif is doing. I mean, the Meili says this, if you don't believe me, the Meili says this, but I think it's rather clear. The Meili can, you know, the Meili can seek, can accede, you know, to the opinion of the Rif, that the opinions before it says are binary opinions, but nonetheless, it's clear from the Gemara in Nida, Testament base, that in the case where I'm ruling only because of the principle of Yochim Ve'Abim, I can rely upon the Yochim Shat Al-Chak. Now, what causes Shat Al-Chak? So if you know Shulchan Aruch, right, which I assume some of you know, and if you don't know, I'll tell you, or actually if you know, if you learn the Sechel Nida, right? And Baruch Hashem, these days at Daf Yomi, everybody has read Maseches Neder a few times, then you will remember that there's a Braisa right before the Braisa that I read. That actually defines Shas HaChak as being Hefset, a type of Hefset. And there's a Tshuva of the Rashba, Reish Nun Gimel, and then there's a Kuntas Acharon the Bach, and then there's a Rabboah in Sivet Chafein and Choshe Mishpat, etc., etc., etc. I'm not going to get to that right now. But you should know that there is a definition of, you should know these Gemaras are important, also look at the Hilchasa. You should know, number two, that in fact the opinion of Shas HaChak is called to be Hefset Mamay. This is not a case of Hefset Mamay, but for the time being, let's assume that if there's a possibility that people are going to miss Kriya Shema, maybe that is on the same level of seriousness as Hefset Mamay, then that's called Shas HaChak. Okay. Without laws of generality. Okay, so now, so what is the opinion? Once again, the Ari is paskening like a das yachid because this is considered to be shas
hachak. And because there's no maskan gemara.
Right, no maskan gemara, right. Okay, that's clear. That's the opinion of the Ari. Now, that was easy. However, there's a second opinion brought in a bit of time. Let's summarize. The Rishonim are wrestling with the issue of the Zaman of Kriya Shema as it appears to be in accordance with Halacha, which everybody would basically agree would be Tzeis HaKochavim, except that there was a minig, the Tam Neri, Tam Neri Ben Otam, the Rishonim mentioned the minig, where the people would actually read Kriya Shema earlier. So, in what way or sense can we justify the minhag? So the Ri justifies the minhag, and you know what I've discussed. What about the Ben Otam? Now, The Rabbeinu Tam is a tremendous chiddush, a tremendous, I mean, if anything be called a novel in halacha, I think that this first Rabbeinu Tam in Shas qualifies. Now, I'm going to read the Rabbeinu Tam in the Tosfos. The Rabbeinu Tam in the Tosfos says, L'chein piyush Rabbeinu Tam learns, the Adaracha, on the contrary, Kriyishma shel beis ha-kinesis ikar. The Rabbeinu Tam rejected Rashi, as we mentioned, because for the reasons that we spoke about in the first shiur, that Rabbeinu Tam says that from the Gemara, it seems very, very clear that the din of Kriyishma l'mita is not coming to be moitzius in the din of Kriyishma l'mita, but just coming because of the mazika. In fact, one of a few matabot of mine asked me a question. He says, how can you say that in Rashi, the Gemara is mashmil because mazika? I said, that's the kasha of Tosfos. Very good. Now, so the Rabbeinu Tam says, no, the Kriya Shema that is said earlier, I guess, which people say earlier, that's the Ika Kriya Shema. Not the Lushabi, that people say earlier. So how do we read so much earlier? It was for the read, it's not a problem, because the read, if you read around Shkia time, so you can locate yourself in one of the opinions listed in the prices and basal days. But as far as the Rabbeinu Tam, people are reading early before that. In fact, as we're going to see in Yitzhak Hashem maybe next week, the Tumas HaNeshem speaks about people who are reading, you know, several hours before that. No one could define a Shkia in that sense. So, what does the Rabbeinu Tam do? He says, V'yesh lo'imar, the Kaimalan K'rab Yehuda, the other parak tefilas ha-shacha, the zman tefilas ha-mincha ad plag ha-mincha, ta'ayinu achadas ha-yishoyz pochus levi, umyak yishchaz ha-mincha, machus ban arves. Okay. The Rabbeinu Tam says, look, we have a machloikas, to what time can a person daven mincha? Okay? It's a machloikas. We have Yudah Chachamim. Rabbi Yudah says, you can daven mincha, right? It's a mishnah. You can daven mincha until plag ha-mincha. Chachamim say no. You can daven mincha, right? You can daven mincha, let's say, called till the shkia. Okay? Now, first of all, the machloikas has nothing to do with ma'ariv, really. It has nothing to do with mincha. Number one. Number two, the machloikas certainly has nothing to do with Kriya Shema. There's no mention of Kriya Shema. In the fourth parak, I mean, the fourth parak speaks about Vasikim and Gabi Tzvila, but in this machloikas, there's no mention of Kriya Shema. However, the Rabbeinu Tam is making a small assumption and a large assumption. The small assumption he's making is that according to Rabbi Yehuda, even though you can't daven mincha to plaka mincha, but you can daven ma'ariv after plaka mincha. The Gemara doesn't say that, but the Rabbeinu Tam makes an assumption. Okay, fine, that's good. But the Rabbeinu Tam now is making a gigantic assumption. The Rabbeinu Tam says is that the Rabbeinu Tam is saying is that just like according to Rabbi Yehuda, I can daven ma'ariv right after plaka mincha. I can say Krishna right after plaka mincha, which is something the Gemara never said, and there's no remez or allusion to this anywhere in Shas. In other words, the Rabbeinu Tam is saying is that the Krishma goes together with the Tefillah Ma'ariv.
Why should we see Neshiv as separate? I mean, we talk,
Well, Krishma is Tolim Bishop of Kumecha, and Mincha Ma'ariv is, Mincha Ma'ariv may be Tolim, actually the Gemara says Tolim Kabanais. The Senach of the Kabbalah of Yehuda applies to the Kabban, the Tamash Shoshah, the Shoshah Ben Abayim Tov. They have nothing to do with each other. Now, what's interesting is that so therefore, what's the head? So let's say Yochid the Rabbi Malacha Kerabim. In other words, so the Rabbeinu Tam goes on. Rabbeinu Tam, I mean, understood that is that the Gemara does not conclude who the halacha is like, but more than that, the Gemara says Hashka. Now, the Lo Yitma Hilchasa Lo Yikamav Lo Yikamav Daf Chav Zayinim and Aleph. Right now, the halacha was not said. Did like Chacham Rabbi Yehuda. The Ovid come out Ovid, the Ovid come out Ovid. You can do like one or the other. So it says Rabbeinu Tam. A person can be a Rabbi Yehuda Nick, can be a Chachamim Nick. If you're a Rabbi Yehuda Nick. So you daven Mincha is only until Plaga Mincha. After Plaga Mincha is Ma'ariv. And since you can daven Ma'ariv to Plaga Mincha, you can increase you at the Plaga Mincha. That's what Rabbeinu Tam says. So, and because of this, says Rabbeinu Tam, people who are davening, saying Krishma, and davening Ma'ariv earlier, wherever the Rabbeinu Tam was, and I'm assuming the Rabbeinu Tam you know, I assume that they were doing all this after Plaga Mincha, but that was a generality. Tumas Neshen is something else to speak about. So, since they're doing this after Plaga Mincha, those people who are davening Ma'ariv earlier and saying Trishma earlier are relying upon Rabbi Yehuda, like the Gemara concludes, the Olah Kama Ovad Ma'ariv Ovad. Okay, then? Okay. That's the Shita Rabbein Otam. Okay, so based upon this, says the Rabbein Otam, based upon this, says the Rabbein Otam, that in fact, right, you can, just like a person, certainly the Talmud of Rishayim, the Talmud of Shulchan Aruch, since a person can daven Ma'ariv earlier from Plaga Mincha, you can also say Kriya Shema from Plaga Mincha too, and that justifies the merit. Now, there is two questions that one has to actually pose at the Rabbein Otam. Okay? The questions are related. The first question is, the Rabbein Otam is making a very, very steep extrapolation between Tefillah and Kriya Shema, where there doesn't seem to be any indication whatsoever in the Gemara to do so. That's number one. Number two, in addition, right, I mean, okay, Tefillah I could say, maybe, you know, Tefillah I could say, well, maybe Ma'ariv is, let's say Ma'ariv is Rishus. So I could say, Dovah Kibah, Ovah Kibah, Ovah, Meis Drabot, but Krishma's the Reiser. Yachid, you know, I mean, Yachid Verabim, Chachamim and Rabbi Yudis, it's Rabban connected to Yachid. Not only that, even more so, and the Shaka Zayi asks, you have a Suffolk here. In other words, a Suffolk and Yudah Chachamim. Let's say they're even equal. Dabba Kabbalah or Avat. So in a Rabbanan, like Tefillah, I can be Mako. The Rosh says, Betfilah Sikil, the Rosh says, Rosh and Sabbat on top. And Krishma says, Shaka Zayi, Rabbi Kibbe actually agrees with the Kashin Kabbalah Zayi, as Fekah the Rosh and Lachomra. Since when I'm on a D'Reisa, am I Soymech on a Das Yachid, when the Lach is not even Paskin? Okay, so in other words, what we have is that, in other words, Tefillah's Ma'ariv is not either Rabbanan to Rishos, maybe that I can say, Dovah Kabbalah, Ovah Kabbalah, Ovah. But in Kriya Shema, which is a D'Reisa, right? I mean, let alone Yachid the Rabbim, you have a Sophic here. You have a Sophic D'Reisa. How can the Sophic D'Reisa be Mako? And in fact, right, what's interesting enough is that, and this question is asked none other than the Shaka Zayi, and I believe that Rabbi Kiva Eka also brings the Shaka Zayi. I think the Tosafot Rabbi Kiva and the Mishnayos. Okay? So basically we have two questions. Question number one is that really, where is the Rabbein Otam getting this from? In other words, the Rabbein Otam is, without even making an argument, the Rabbein Otam is going to tell me that a machlokes in tefillah translates to machlokes in kriya shema. And number two, tefillah is drabanan, ma'ariv is rishus, but in kriya shema, which is the raisa, certainly the machlokes list wants to look at me machmir. Rabbein Otam is quite clear, the Rabbein Otam is actually giving a head to do this chachil. Okay, now, so first of all, I want to answer both questions in the Rabbein Otam. And we're going to see from this, it's going to give us also a very, very important yisoid and fundamental understanding of the halacha. I don't believe the Rabbein Otam is going to say something like this if he didn't believe there was a basis for it in Shas. Now, first of all, you should know that there's a Rashba in Brachas. The Rashba in Brachas is actually sort of like tries to be like Miyashim, Lamed Zchus on Rabbein Otam. In Brachas, right over here. Off and on, right over here. No, the base. Actually, I think Machon Yishlan actually put out a Rashba in Brachas that was always missing over the years.
Right.
But they put it right, so you can look at your Machon Yishlan if you don't have
it.
What's not Rav Kook? Sorry, it's not Rav Kook. If you don't have it, you should definitely buy it. It's excellent. And the Rashba says, interestingly enough, the Rashba says, according to Rabbein Otam, since one can daven Ma'ariv from Plaga Mincha, and that makes sense. I mean, Rabbi doesn't say that, but that makes sense. That if since Mincha ends, I can daven Ma'ariv. So the Rashba says it must be, you could say, that since I can daven Ma'ariv, right? So it must be that Plaga Mincha is called Shechiva, Zman Shechiva. That's what Rashba says. But what does that mean, Plaga Menzel is called Shechiva? So, first of all, I want to make a few interesting notes. This Yerushalmi, at the very beginning of the Masechta, and the Yerushalmi, right, brings, the Mishnah says, Mishakana Lechubatrubasubar, Tumasan, that's the Mishnah. Yerushalmi is Tali Rabchia, Mishah Shedev Benam Nasan Lechopitab Lele Shabbos, the time that people eat bread Erev Shabbos, that's a Be'en Tosefta. And the Yerushalmi says, Tani Ola Koivim Dvam. In other words, the two times are close to each other. Whereas how could that possibly be? It says a chavim, when they eat trubas, right at says. But people eat a Shabbos, it's late at night. What you have to say? It's an hour and after says. So Shami says, Omer Abyeisi, it says Abyeisi. Tipata the ilan kuf naya tikikya, to a chayim stalkin atavi yamama, the tzadaloin mikmichiusa. In other words, the Braisa here, or the Braisa which is Kumzot of Eilu, the Braisa is speaking about people who live in like little villages, that they come home early. Why? Because there's like wild animals in the front of the animals. I guess little villages have more dangers of animals than like big towns. So what they do is they finish the work early. Now, what does that have to do with Zman Kriyat Shema? I mean, Zman Kriyat must be a specific time. Otherwise, usually I think, what does it mean to say? In other words, when I learn the Braisa, the time that people eat out of Shabbos, or for example, all the other opinions of the Braisa, the people that the time of the Ani starts to eat during the week. So I think that Chazal are giving a certain time called Zman Shechiva, and they're giving me a Siman. Like for example, the Kohenim eat, similar dogs in the Chav, they're giving me a Siman. In other words, really, this time of Shkia is called Zman Shechiva, the night. You know, begins the night, the Zman Shechiva. And you should know when this time is, when they, you know, when people eat. I want to say for this Yerushalmi, it's mashma exactly the opposite. Zman Shechiva means when people finish the day. Zman Shechiva means when people finish the day. In other words, these people who live in these little towns would go home earlier because they were worried about the wild animals. So because of that, they finished the day earlier, that's Zman Kriya Shema. Now what the place is that says when people eat the meal, Erev Shabbos, when people eat the meal, Zman Shechiva is when you finish the day. So, I want to just read from the Raivan, Elisha, who was a contemporary of the Rabbeinu Tam. And the Raivan says, right? Sefer Raivan, right amount, right? The Raivan, right? I quoted this from the Madurat Albek. Right? Published in Warsaw. Tignu, says the Raivan, Tignu is pala of the Koy Krishma Miboyjoy. He's speaking about the minhag in Ashkenaz, that the Beit Tam was referring to. He says they established the minhag that people should daven and be Krishma Miboyjoy. Why is this true? Bishum the noble that Koy Miboyjoy, because the minhag, Makai, because in the summer, the minhag was to eat when it was still daytime. Kubas Labi, it didn't get dark until 10 o'clock at night. And like in England, everybody ate supper. You know, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, it was still light outside. Right, elabekriyash, but first you had to read Kriya Shema. Became into Nahigi, Bakayat, Tinigu, Gabachayna. So, since then, you can't say there's a different time of Kriya Shema during the summer, during the winter. So, since during the summer, they'd eat at this time, even though it was light time. So, they would do this during the winter too. Being that what? But what does it mean? It means is that really, according to the Raivan, what's called Zman Shechiva? When people eat dinner, that's the end of the day. They come home from work and eat dinner, that's the end of the day. In other words, Zman Shechiva doesn't mean I'm going to sleep at night. Zman Shechiva means the end of the day. Now, I want to bring...
How do we know the Ravan's going in the Rebbeinu Tam sheet, not the
Reed? No, he's going on the same sheet that people have been in Kriyat Shema early.
But maybe saying that the Reed, that it's Shaz Tachak.
No, because it's Masha Miboyjoy, but the Reed is saying the Zman and the Lubad after Shkia. The Ravan is speaking about much earlier than that. The Ravan is clearly speaking about his Miboyjoy. No, the Reed is speaking about Zman in which most Achroinim learn, the Miri learn, is speaking about around after Shkia. The Ravan is speaking about, the Ravan is speaking about the times before that. Now, I want to say like this. I want to say that what do we see? The Rabbeinu Tam understood that the Zmanim of Kriyat Shema were established when people ended the day. What did they end the day? They got back from work. They finished work. They would eat dinner. That was about Kriya Shema. Now, I'm going to bring you a raya proof that our Gemara also holds like that. Okay? The Gemara says, in Beis Amud Beis, the Gemara brings a machlokes. Me'emes ha'maschin in Kriya Shema shu ba'avis. Misha shebani odom nechlas l'chol pitom ha'avis shabos divin rabi bay. Okay? Now, it's when do we eat Kriya Shema in my life? So the Gemara brings, which asks us a Tosefta, Rabbi Meir says, the time that people eat bread Erev Shabbos, right? V'chachavim oimim misha shekoinim nizkan nechum v'trumasa. Simen l'deva tzeis ha'chachavim. Okay, that's the Tosefta. Goes on, the Gemara, the Braisa in the Bavli, Beis Amud Beis continues, V'alfa pishen raya l'dava, zech l'dava, even though there's not a raya, there's a zech l'dava, whatever that means, it's not a proof, but it's a, you know, one could rely upon it somewhere. Shenemar, it says, it brings a pasuk in the Chemya, V'anachto oisim b'blech melochem v'chitzim machzikim v'ramochem v'alos v'shachat zil chavim v'har lano hayoim halayla mishv v'hoim melochem. The Gemara says, that we see over here that the pasuk speaks about that these two were from alos v'shachat until says. Okay? The Gemara is another pasuk that the lino was mishv and the yam was melochem. Okay, in other words, that's what the Gemara brings. Look at the Gemara, going to the Gemara in detail. Now, so Rashi says, so it seems to be that, the Gemara says, now the Gemara appears to be saying that from Alash Shacha to Tzeis, that's called the day, it's called Yom Laila. But the Gemara receives, but the Braisa says Zechel Adover. So Rashi says, the Zechel Adava, Ika, the Chol Eis Malacha, Kore Hakas of Yom.
Did you ever hear over that? I don't know.
Okay, fine.
Can you hear over that?
This is Yerushalayim Yom HaKadosh, where there's always a loudspeaker going on. Doesn't sound like a Leviathan because he's playing music. Okay, in any case, what does Rashi say? What Rashi says is, why is a Zechel Adover? Because the real meaning of the Pasuk is that what's called day? Says Rashi, what's called day? Daytime is when people work. Daytime is when people work. What's Rashi saying? Rashi's saying is that really, the emes, really the truth is what the Pasuk is telling me, and the Gemara's bringing this Pasuk to be Kriya Shema, is that really, the daytime is called when people work. The nighttime is called when people stop working. Since this pasuk happened to mention that they ended working at Tzeis HaKachavim, so therefore, that's a Zeich L'Dover that you should read Kriya Shema at Tzeis HaKachavim. But what? That's only because there's a pasuk that mentions the fact that they've ended work at Tzeis HaKachavim, so therefore, the Gemara brings Zeraya, it should be Tzeis HaKachavim. But in fact, actually what? The definition of daytime is really when you're working. The definition of nighttime is what? When you're finishing work. That's what Rashi says. That's what's called Zechel Adava.
Zechel Adava. Zechel
Adava for the Pasuk. No. But it's not a Raya Adava. It's a Zechel Adava. Right. Why is it not a Raya? Say it says a Chavim is nighttime. The Pasuk says clearly it's nighttime and says a Chavim. But why is it a Zech? Why is it not really a Raya? Because the pasuk doesn't mean to define nighttime at Tzeis HaKachavim. What the pasuk really telling me is that they happen to have finished work at Tzeis HaKachavim.
It's not like, the pasuk's not defining, because it's not a Kriya Shema.
Right, it's fine, right. But the Gemara uses the pasuk on Kriya Shema. Meaning that what? You could read into the Rashi that really, in fact, the time of Kriya Shema is when people finish work. Except that the majority opinion established an objective time and they had a Zechel Adover, that since Tzeis HaKachavim is a good objective time that people probably finish work, that both people finish work, so therefore you should recreate Tzeis HaKachavim. But the fact is that the real din in the Gemara is that the Zman of Kriya Shema is the time that they end work. Just like the time when people eat the Shabbos meal, or people eat the meal during the weekday. In other words, the Beit HaTam understood that the real Zman of Kriya Shema is really when people finish working.
Saying otherwise, why should we call them the hackers?
Right! What I'm saying is Zech L'Davar. In other words, Rashi says, why is Zech L'Davar? Because the Pasuk is really when people finish work. Which means that what? The fact is that, how did Rashi learn in the Gemara? The Zman of Krishma is really when I finish work at night, right? When I finish work. However, this Pasuk mentioned they finished work and says Chachavim, so for that reason the Mishnah set the Zman of Krishma as Chachavim. But the real Zman of Krishma is really when people finish work. So I want to say the following thing. If we take this into account, and we take the Lushalmi that I quote it, and we take the Raivan that I quote it, it's clear that the Rabbeinu Tam understood that the kishkis of the halacha is that zman shchiva is the time when people finish work and eat the evening meal. That's what the Rabbeinu Tam understood. And in fact, there's a b'raisa that says like two. The b'raisa says, in Talmud Beis, Chachamim also sang the divrayim, k'dei shelo yei odam b'amen as ha'hirvush on the field, be'erev. And he says, I'll go home, I'll eat a little bit, then I'll say Kriya Shema. But rather, what should he do? Push it from the field, right? And, you know, he should go to the shul, and then he said Kriya Shema, then he should come home and eat. But what's it, Masha? Masha, too, the Kriya Shema was said when a person comes home from the field. Okay, here, in other words, the Bais is saying to me that I shouldn't come home from the field and eat, and then go to shul. But rather, I should first go to shul. Now, what does he say? Now, the Bryce doesn't mention this in the Chavim. So why am I waiting? Say, Krishna Rabbi. The answer is, I'm waiting for a minute. That's what I would say. I'm waiting for a minute. But what I'm saying is that I want to claim that the Rabbeinu Tam understood, fundamentally, that the Zman of Krishna in Shas, ultimately, is the time when people finish the day, when they end the day. So, in other words, as far as the Rabbeinu Tam was concerned, right? When it says the Ovid Kama, Ovid, the Ovid Kama, Ovid, what does that mean? What it means is that there were different minhagim. Some people finished the day early, some people finished the day late. The people finished the day early, so they could daven earlier, which is what? Which is from Plaga Mincha onward, people finished the day late with daven, right? From Tzitzchol Chavit. In other words, that's what Ovid Dama, Ovid Dama means. Now, I want to claim,
what if someone works the night shift? We're trying to find Shach Bechal Komech. We're talking about individuals, what they do when they finish.
You might have to do what most people do. I don't know. You asked me a question. Think what most people do. If one person like is an insomniac, I don't know.
He works American hours in
Israel. Okay, I don't know. Okay, that's Shaila Halach. We'll write a tshuva about that. But let's first understand it. In other words, but what I'm saying is that's clear to me now. So I want to say like this. Now I want to say the following thing, without going like this. I want to answer the kasha of the Shabbos Aryeh. Shabbos Aryeh says in the Rabbeinu Tam, that it's a space. So once again, what have I done up till now? What I've done now, I've shown that Rabbeinu Tam is not just picking something off from outer space. Really, one can understand that Rabbeinu Tam is actually telling us what the fundamental din of Kriya Shema is. Okay? That's what the Rabbeinu Tam is saying to us. This is the fundamental din that comes out from Kriya Shema. That's how the Gemara understood it. Now, except maybe the Gemara, people didn't, you know, could possibly the people in the Gemara just didn't, you know, didn't say Kriya Shema so early, because maybe in Opek Bovel or in El Yisrael, so, you know, the day didn't last quite as late as, you know, as it does in Europe. But I want to say like this, what I want to say is that what's the Kash the Shabbos Aryeh answers, asked. If it's a Sfeiga the Araisa, if it's a Safek, I should be Machmir. Rana should be machmir. Okay, tefillah I can understand. It goes by kabbalah. It's the sedes. The rabbanan. Krishma tefillah. The guy should be machmir. Why be maker? So that's Shaka's how he wants to say. The name Benatam holds. The Krishma is the rabbanan, etc., etc. He rejects that. And the entire truth of Shaka's how yet, etc. I want to say something different. A sfeika di araisa should mean is that there's two people are arguing. I have a subject what the halacha is. But it could possibly be that a chiluk of minhagim might not necessarily constitute a sfeika di araisa. In other words, a sfeika di araisa is where there's an argument of halacha. But if I have two minhagim, then and they happen to be minhagim of that are not necessarily contingent upon halachic reasons. So who would say that svegadereisa? For example, there's a chiluk in minhagim. How much does a person weigh after he eats, meat? 1 hour, 4.5 hours. This and that. No one would say that's a svegadereisa or suffek. I think it was different in Hagen probably, what was called misuda lasuda, how people would wait after a suda. In other words, I'm saying this is that if it's a different in Hagen that are contingent upon lifestyles, who says that that's called a sveka d'araisa? Right? So, in other words, now, of course, the machloikas of tefillah, the machloikas in tefillah, I'm saying for sure, the machloikas in tefillah has to do with kabbalah, there's no question about it. But when they said Kriya Shema, before the Ma'ariv, usually I would assume that when people daven Ma'ariv, that was the last thing they did, and then they went home and ate. That was the end of the day. They daven, they worked, they daven Ma'ariv, and then they went home and ate. That was the end of the day. So if that was the end of the day, so it made sense that they would say Kriya Shema too. In other words, so therefore people who, let's say, lived like the Raivan claims, and the day would end at 9:30, 10 o'clock at night, they come home at 6 o'clock, and it was the daytime, 7 o'clock was the daytime, that counts at the end of the day. They can say Kriya Shema then. So in other words, that's the answer that the Talmud would argue against the Shachar. Now, so it comes out,
So what are Rebbe Chaim arguing about?
Rebbe Chaim and I'm arguing for sure about tefillah, and the Gemara it's Mashma, that they're arguing when they had the tefillahs ben Arbayim. But I was saying, but it could possibly be that the Minhagim, to like Yehudu Chachamim, was more contingent upon when the day ended.
What are they bickering about, those two?
They're bickering probably, from the Gemara to Mashma, they're arguing on to what time can you be makir the Korban Ben Arbayim, the Tom Ben Arbayim. That's what they're arguing on. But who adapted which opinion? In the minute,
I'm saying that when it comes to the Shiloh, when to actually daven mincha, when to actually daven ma'ariv, and say Kriya Shema, it has nothing to do with where the sun is.
That's right, that's not right. That's what I want to say. In other words, the minute was not totally on that. Now, based upon this, we have an interesting thing. What allows the Rabbeinu Tam to pasken la halacha the way he paskens? In other words, the Rabbeinu Tam paskens in the fact that the Benotam paskins that the Braisa is in other words, Ben Paskin that we say Kriya Shema earlier during the day. What allows the Benotam to paskin connected all the Braises in the Gemara, and the Gemara's allude to this? Okay, the Benotam is this interesting, deep, penetrating understanding of what he feels about love. This is my opinion. But what allows him to pass, like, especially, right? In other words, let's say he's got different opinions. We have all the Tanayim. There's not a single opinion. Even if you have, he's not a single also too. Well, how could, you have a Yochid V'chavim too. In other words, somewhere there were two Minhagim. But, in other words, the Gemara says, and the Gemara said in Testament Beis, and the Gemara says in Testament Beis in Dita 2, the Hagel's not said like this and this. And then the Gemara goes on and says, Yochid v'Rabbi Lachi Rabbi. What other bit of time to paskin like the Yochid Rabbi Yudhik and Chacham? So, it's interesting that Chazi Nish raises this question. Yeah, question.
Rabbi Yudhik says that the Tila Samantha Rabbi Yudhik is at the Erez and Rabbi Yudhik are at Fagam Ancham.
Right.
Tila Samantha.
Right.
What's the Ancham? When people finish work, that's
not machlokes. No. The machlokes the Gemara later on is mashba. To what time? Because there's also machlokes Yehudu Chachamim. To what time did the makom the tamid ben Arbayim? It's a plug of mincha until the end.
Here in the Mishnah, they're arguing that there's man.
No, here in the Mishnah, but later on the Gemara, the Rabbis of Brais, where they're arguing also too, until what time you can bring the kol b'shal tamid.
The time of
tefillah,
the
same
man
tefillah has nothing to do with it. Yes, it does. The mincha has to do with the tamid ben Arbayim.
So then it's something that there's
this
man, there's a man kavu. It's not
telling you when people. There's a machleik, but no. Once again, there's a machleik yudul chachamim a ma'ariv that ostensibly the Gemara is mashmits related to the tamid until they davened the tamid. I'm clear, but when people took on the minig of Rabbi Yehuda and chachamim.
No, what I'm saying that we see that it's totally, they understood that the zman had to do with when the sun moves.
or where the sun's at a certain time. Not
fine, very good. I'm just saying this. What I'm saying like this. I'm saying this. That's true. You can, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can daven Ma'ariv any time after Plaga Mincha. Okay? In other words, the middle of time is trying to say what allows it to say Kriya Shema to that time. So what I want to claim is that even Machlin and Chum have to do with, you know, Plaga Mincha, because that's the time of the Tefillah Ben Arbayim, Tamei Shabbat Arbayim. Nonetheless, the minute, as it was established in each place, was probably established in other words, commensurate with when they finished work. In other words, those places which Davin Ma'ariv earlier.
So in other words, so Ben Tam's not saying that it's really telling you this
is not like this. No. Yeah, but the Gemara is the other Kamar Ova. What does that mean? In other words, no. You could say that according to Machlokes, you could say that since Mincha ends with Plaga Mincha, so Plaga like Rashba says, the Plaga Mincha is called nighttime. You have a Ma'ariv, and I can call it Zman Shchiva. No, but you could say that. I'm on the ballpark already. In other words, I already have a Das Yachid, Rabbi Yehuda, who says that Plaga Mincha is Davin Ma'ariv. So the Rashba says I'm called Zman Shchiva. No, it's already in the ballpark. In other words, we see that Shchiva, Zman Shchiva, is not necessarily at night or at Shkia. Zman Shchiva can also be Biboy Joy. That's what, at least I accomplish. But I want to say more so. In other words, I want to say more so is that the Ben Tam says, what allows me to say Kriya Shema, mi boy joy, when in fact the Chavim, the Rabbin, you know, hold that to say the Chavim. So the answer is that there were different Minhagim.
And the Minhagim were based on the Snuffleikers.
Yeah.
But it's the fact that it's the Minhagim that really established
the
Halacha.
That's right, like the Raivan says, like the Raivan says. In other words, what they did was they would madbik the Minhag on the Halacha, like on the Minhag. In other words, like this. What the Raivan says is, places where the night time, say the Chavim was 10 o'clock at night, and they would finish work and have supper and finish the day much earlier than that. So, first of all, they can rely upon the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda that the night begins from Plaga Mincha, right? And they can rely upon all these Gemaras and it's mashma that what? It's a man of creation is when the day ends, okay, according to the Yerushalmi and the mashma also goes amazing for the days. And because of that, that was what the Rabbeinu Tam understood. Now, the question, the halachic issue of the Rabbeinu Tam is passing the halacha like that. It's mashma in the time of the Rabbeinu Tam, the Chachila, right? People would say Kriya Shema after Plaga Mincha, but that was it, way before it says. And the question is, what's the basis? So what's interesting is, the Chazon Ish raises the Shaila too. The Chazon Ish raises the Shaila in a general way. The Chazon Ish says, we know the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, and of Zayim and Aleph, if I have a machlokes between two paiskim, right? And I don't know what to do, there's a suffix what to do. So the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, of Zayim and Aleph, that b'deraisa, I go l'cholva, and the Rabban, I go l'kula. And certainly, in other words, so says the Chazon Ish asked the Shaila, that in fact, if this is true, right, so why can I say the Ovid Kabbal Ovid Kabbal Ovid? In other words, the Chazon Ish, I'll get the Chazon Ish for 1 second, the Chazon Ish is in Simen Kuf Nun in Chazon Ish, Yeredeya, and the Chazon Ish, right, raises question. He brings him out of Avodah Zarah, right? That in fact, the Reis Gal Chomer, the Bana Gal Kula. Okay, so first of all, right? So he asked the question. Right, what about David Bakovat Bakovat? In other words, that so he says, Hadamon Bachas, Chavzayim and Aleph, I mean Siv Beis, Siv Cotton Beis, and Siv Kufdun Chazanish, David Kamal Ovat, Dravaka Ovat, Hadamami, right, Avakola Basic Bosco, right, the Yesh, right, in other words, he asked the question, how can I do like a Yehuda or like a Chachamim? Yeah, or like anything. In other words, the Chazon Ish says, you know, how come we're not machriya like the Roiv, etc., etc.? In other words, how can the Shas end with two Minhagim? Be machriya, is it the Reis, Lachum, Lachum, this and that? The guy between the Chazon Ish and the Tehillim. But what I want to say is, I want to say the following thing. We're going to go to the Chazon Ish, you get some later talk. What is the Chazon Ish? When the Gemara says the Ovid come out of a dog of Avad, it seems to be that in certain cases where there are certain types of minhagim, the minhagim do not necessarily follow the general klolim of psak, which is called either speker derais lechum lekula, or necessarily yachid verabit. In other words, even though in neither we saw something like that, but in other words, the bit of time understood that when the Gemara says avad, what it means is we have two minhagim, and yachid verabim or speker derisa is not a factor. It's not a factor. So, in other words, the Beit HaTam understood, right, that, in other words, where there's a minute like this, which somehow is independent of Yochid V'Rabin, what's called Sveika D'Reis L'Chol, but Gemara Zavadazaraz of Zayim Amalaz. So therefore, in such a case, right, a person can continue on his minute. It doesn't make a difference if there's a yachid arabin, or if there is in fact actually a suffix, even a suffix diraisa. In other words, that's clear in the Rabbeinu Tam. So in other words,
that's simple what the Gemara is saying.
Well, you're right. In other words, what the Rabbeinu Tam is saying is that just like the Gemara held that the yachid arabin does not somehow affect these two minhagim, right? So, for that reason, it shouldn't affect it with respect to the din of Kriya Shema. Just like in Yochid V'Rabim doesn't affect it, Sfeikah D'Raisa, in other words, the general rules, klolim, of Yochid V'Rabim, Sfeikah D'Raisa, L'Chumra, this halacha is immune to it because it's tolik, it's dependent completely on minik. So now, I want to say that the Rabbeinu Tam, in other words, let's go back now from the beginning of the year. We have a few minutes to go. The re-understood. We'll get to that. Next time. Always like this. My conclusion is like this. The re's basis for his halachic opinion is despite the fact that there's yachid v'rabin, I can rely upon the yachid b'shas adcha. That's the re's position. The Beit HaTam's opinion is, since this halacha is taloi, is completely contingent upon what's called minik, and when the Gemara said the other kabbah noh, Gemara the other, the same reason the Gemara ascribed that to tefillah, the Gemara would ascribe that to kriyishma, as I've explained in this year. So people said that is not tolay on the general laws of the klolim of psak halacha, not yochid v'rabin, and not sveikah d'reis lachumra. And because of that, if a person is in a place where the minik is to say kriyishma earlier, he can do that l'chadchila. That's the sheet of the Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, now, in Mir Tashem, the next year, we're going to go into these two principles in detail. We're going to look at the Chazon Ish. We're going to look again at the Gemara Nida. I'm going to reveal to you what I hold is the difference between halachas like a bonnet and not like a yezer. And you can't be samech on the yochid v'shas adchak. And when the Gemara says yochid v'rabim, you can samech v'shas adchak. And when we're going to speak about minhag, and we're going to establish from this an Israeli understanding of how the halacha develops from the Gemara. In any case, from an undisclosed place, Yerushalmi Rav Kodesh, after all these Ramkols, have a good week, and we'll see you next week in Yerushalmi Kol Tov.